Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are true stories
sent in by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
Hi.
Everybody take a collective, like, deep breath, because guess what?
Allison did breath
work last night. No, we're not talking about that.
Okay.
Ready?
Too fresh.
Okay. No, I'm just saying because spring
has sprung.
In most of our lives.
And it feels good.
It's like a little lighter.
Oh, it feels so good.
But we have to admit, it does feel lighter.
It feels great. It
literally and like figuratively. And mm-hmm. So we were shifting gears. We decided we're going to shift gears today. Maybe it's because we're in that mood.
Probably. Because prior to this, we were like,
five episodes.
Am I the jerk? What's your pet peeve?
Yeah.
What I don't even know. Stuff like that. Just over and over.
Yeah. Hot takes and opinions.
Yeah. Like fiery. Stuff. Yeah, whatever.
So obviously you can see seasonally how things change in this podcast.
Today we're talking about the best way we could describe it was simple pleasures.
Yeah.
Those things in life that just give you a little bit of little chills, a little bit of
just the happy tingles.
Lift.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's something, some of them are so wildly specific. So the way that I got the idea for this was one of my favorite Instagrammers, Nicole Story Dent. And I just have to say, like, I don't plug a lot of Instagrammers because I think the influencer world is a tough one. But she is so creative. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, she did this whole thing. So for instance, when the vacuum runs over a dirty spot and you hear it go, like the crunchiness, you know?
Like,
and,
oh yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, that was a good spot, you know? So it's stuff. I'm like, this would be a really funny episode to find mm-hmm. out people's little, like.
The little things that just get you.
Yes.
The everyday little things.
We can overlook those sometimes when we're in a bad mood.
Yeah.
So
you got to relish in them, mm-hmm. really, though.
Sometimes there's days that's all that gets you through. It's not the big things. It's the little things.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, Britt, I do happen to have a
someday you'll laugh about this moment.
Do you?
I actually do, too.
Okay. Well, we can do them both.
We could do both, depending on how long they go, or I could save it for another time.
Right. I, on Saturday, we had a really busy day because I had dance pictures mm-hmm. for my little girl and me because I'm teaching dance now. So we did staff pictures.
Okay.
And then we had a wedding. So we were running to do pictures and then quickly like changing, going to this family wedding. And so they sent out the color scheme for the staff pictures. And I am a neutral girl. I mostly wear earth tones, black and white, you know, but I have been trying to branch out this year and put a little color into my life.
Yeah.
And have a few statement pieces.
So brings out your coloring.
I think so. And so anyway, in this color scheme, the colors were white, navy blue, like a light peach, and then it said bright coral.
Okay.
So I was obviously typically being like, okay, well, I'm more white.
Right.
That's what I normally do. But then I saw a dress at the store that was bright coral. Okay. Tried it on, thought it fit well. I'm like, I'm going to go the bright coral route.
Mm-hmm.
And I show up that morning, Nara, bright coral in sight except me. And mine's a full dress. It's not uh-huh. just like a top and jeans.
Yeah.
Every single person almost was in
like navy.
Navy and white. And I walked in feeling like I was like a light bulb, you know, like I was just like a neon sign.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had a bad feeling about this. You have that feeling of kind of like crawling in your skin a little bit because you're like, I don't need to be like on
the center of attention.
I was just trying to wear something I felt good in. And so then her sister shows up who teaches there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I could cry. She had a bright coral top on.
Oh,
and
good.
I was like,
okay,
you saved the day. I was literally going to text my husband and be like, bring me my navy bodysuit stat. So she and I were in the coral, but it was kind of
funny.
I feel
like a full bodysuit is not going to bring the attention off.
But it was navy.
Yeah.
You know, navy with some I mean, it would have been more subtle blending color-wise. Okay. But even then, they were kind of trying to place us because we were just two of us.
The strategic bright girls.
And thankfully, the other girl's like, no, it said bright coral. I held it right up to the screen. It is bright coral. I'm like, yeah, me too. But I just feel very out of place. And everyone was being really nice. But kind of that crawl out of your skin feeling of just like, oh gosh, I'm mm-hmm. standing out. Well, then I go to the wedding. It was a family wedding. And the mom of the groom had sent out a color scheme
mm-hmm.
and said, here's the color scheme. No pressure. If anybody wants to wear the colors, it always looks good in pictures when everyone's
wearing the colors.
So no one's wearing a neon coral dress, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the colors was like a dark green. I have a dark green satin dress already. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'll just wear that. I like that dress. And I show up. The moms of the groom and the bride have satin dark green dresses.
So you look like maybe you were a polygamist on one side.
Well, so I show up. I'm like, I wasn't trying to be the mother of the bride here. I didn't even really know what color the moms were wearing. You know, right. I just picked off of the thing. I don't think I ever asked, like, well, what color are the moms wearing or anything.
Right.
You
Who
know?
Thinks that?
But the problem was I had that feeling again. And
two just, times in one day.
Of being a little bit like, and the groom's dad, who's, you know, our uncle, was joking and being like, yeah, trying to steal a show, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I feel super dumb. And of course, you know, our aunt's like, you look great. Mm-hmm. You know, I just didn't want a who wore it best situation. Here we are, you know, and we were just joking around. But the problem was, is throughout the wedding, I had three or four people mm-hmm. come up and say, are you a sister?
Right. They think that you are a maid of honor, matron of honor.
Yeah. Who are you? Because I'm matching the moms, you know, and I'm like, nope, just married to a cousin of the groom. So I definitely just... All day I was kind of like, oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? You know, just trying to match the color scheme I was given both times.
Well, do you want me to tell you sure. mine? Mm-hmm. So the other day I was driving with my daughter and her bestie.
Okay.
And
Was it your younger or older daughter?
Younger daughter. Okay, my
so
middle child.
Just, age is kind of fun to say, like 11.
Yeah, 11. So I don't know why, but they just started like talking about the stores we were passing. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, oh, Chick-fil-A, favorite. And then they'd be like, oh, I've never been to Ace Hardware. I don't know why. They just were like looking at the signs and being like, or what business is that?
Kids
what's Allstate?
Yeah,
yeah, what's Allstate? And then her friend goes, Dr. John's. And then
that looks fun. It's and all
like,
purple.
They're like, I've never been there. And she's looking at it. She's like, oh, mannequins? Mannequins with swimsuits on? I don't even know.
What beach are you going to?
And I just like couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
And it you just made
you're
me.
You're not her mom. You right. don't want to get into the conversation.
I'm not going to explain what Dr. John's is.
It's sexual health.
No, I wouldn't store. Call, I would not call it sexual health store, even well, though it says health on the
health
sign.
Aid. Yeah.
But yeah, it was just so funny. Mannequins with swimsuits.
And you're just dying in the front.
I was cracking
the
up.
The thing is, when you get into those situations where it's not your child, but they're asking maybe you a question as an adult.
I mean, I felt like it wasn't a question. She was just throwing it out.
But I had a situation when I coached where we were listening to the radio was just on in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl said it was promiscuous boy. Da-da-da-da-da. You know that song?
Yeah.
And she was like,
do I know that song?
She was like singing it. And she's like, what's promiscuous mean? And and I was like, I start to try to like define it for her. She's like 9. And then I just stopped like, mid-explanation.
Unnecessary.
And I was like, this is actually not in my
a
job description.
A gymnastics coach describing the word promiscuous to a 9-year-old only ends up on the news.
Yes.
And you can be guaranteed
in all
that.
The wrong ways. And so I was like, pause. So
never mind.
I think you should ask your mom more about this. Because mm-hmm. at first I started being like, it's kind of like people who are like kissing around, like a lot of different people. And then I was like, well, that would be me.
So
and I'm not actually that promiscuous.
I would not label myself promiscuous.
So
it's actually going to go further than kissing. Let me describe it for you.
So I felt so nervous that I actually texted the mom because I'm like, if she goes home, if this song pops on the radio,
uh-huh, she's like, my coach was trying to tell me.
And so I said, I am so sorry. She asked me, I started into it, realized not my circus, not my monkeys, you know, whatever. And she just laughed and
oh,
was like,
that's good.
Oh gosh, she's heard worse at our house, you know, or whatever. And I was like, okay, I just
Let's
was.
Get to the point.
Anyway, all right. Well, should we get into some of our submissions? A lot of times, I think a lot of them come from smells. Smell, as uh-huh. we've been told,
yeah.
is the
memory trigger.
Link, yeah, to memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even bad smells. But this listener said, the smell of Home Depot or Lowe's.
It's that fresh lumber.
That's exactly
really.
What they said. It's that fresh cut wood smell that they just love. They didn't even say if they like to DIY. They didn't even say if they need to be in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love the smell of tires.
Really?
So anytime tire stuff needs to get done, I am happy to go to Les Schwab
oh, really?
Or Big O. And I love the smell in there.
Uh-huh.
And then they usually have a coffee machine. And I love the smell of coffee.
Yeah.
And I remember one time I went to the tire store and we needed to, I don't know, get them rotated or something. I texted my husband and I was like, I am watching Home Alone because it was around holidays.
It was like on the TV in the lobby or something?
Yes. And okay. then I said, and this it smells like tires and coffee in here. Like I couldn't be happier. Like so dumb. Right? And
Home
weird.
Alone, tires, and coffee.
So specific, uh-huh, you know, but uh-huh. the smell
yeah, there's just those certain things that just hit you.
Yeah. And I don't know why. Do you like the smell of tires?
No, but I do like the smell of coffee.
Okay.
And we don't drink coffee.
Right.
And the rest of my family's like, ugh.
I know. Some of my
like, I don't get it.
Kids and stuff, they'll be like, I hate that smell. I'm like,
I don't know why.
That is it. Like immediately is just like,
mm.
I like wakes
maybe
me
it's
up
because
just
we lived
it.
In the Seattle area for so long. Maybe because it's like a coffee capital of yeah. America, basically. Right. Maybe that's
where
why
Starbs started.
So I'm guessing maybe that's why.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a lot of homes with uh-huh. friends whose parents
were
had
like
coffee.
Fresh brewed coffee.
Yes, and mm-hmm. it was like in most office buildings they were brewing coffee.
Mm-hmm. Schools, yeah. in the teachers' lounge. Yeah. I mean, it was all over.
Right. So maybe that. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Okay, this listener said going and getting a drink at a gas station. Fountain Diet Coke! Exclamation point.
Mm-hmm. Extra ice. Don't. This is rude. Why are you trying to taunt me?
Well, now
I'm
we're like
going
to go have to go and get some things after this.
Right. That first sip, that brown bubbly goodness
uh-huh.
is second to none. And you know what?
If the burn on your throat.
If the syrup to bubble ratio is on point, it's unmatched. There are certain restaurants. I know a lot of soda connoisseurs. There are certain restaurants that they know, like mm-hmm. McDonald's has amazing Coke. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
And then the extra thick straw with
it. So you can get a larger gulp in your mouth?
Yeah. Like it's just something about, I don't know what they're doing in their Coke. Maybe they actually have cocaine like they used to. But there are people that are like, oh, they have great Diet Coke. They have great Coke. They have great Dr. Pepper. It's weird, mm-hmm. but their machine's on point or they're doing something right.
See, I'm not a soda person. And yeah. so, and it's not like I never do. Like if I'm at a get together and there's soda to drink, I'll have some. Mm-hmm. But I don't. Like relish in it.
Right.
And so, you know, when you go to Fizz or Sodalicious or Swig, you can add the creamer and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I like to do that. But I had a friend say, oh, don't add the creamer. It like
it flattens
dilutes the burn. She's yeah. like, that's one of the reasons I love it. Is
yeah, it's
like
the burn.
The burn.
I like the burn too. yeah. So I don't do cream in mine very often.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this listener said, when the song in their car ends at the same time that she reaches her destination.
And when does that happen? Once in a lifetime?
Right.
Honestly.
Yes. But it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You just feel...
complete.
Yeah. You feel that the universe is there for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you're just like, wow, that timed out perfectly.
And I feel that like as a fitness instructor, like there'll be times,
yeah,
you know,
your set finishes perfectly or whatever.
Yeah. And I mean, there's certain like fitness programs that like are timed specifically with the music, but mine, I just choose a fun playlist for the day. Mm-hmm. And then I go and I'll be like, okay, and we're done right when the song ends. And it makes everyone feel happy. I
yeah.
think everyone, maybe they're happy.
Here's
they're
the
done.
Thing. Everyone loves closure.
Yeah.
They like finishing things. Uh-huh. That is a human need.
So when everyone tells you to just move on yeah. from whatever you're dealing with emotionally, you're like, sorry, I do need this closure. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, I need it. I need it.
I'm realizing that with some of these.
This listener said, finishing a chapstick tube.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it feels like it's impossible to do. It is. You lose it. You lose it before
you can
finish
it. You use it.
She goes,
the
so the few times that it happens, mm-hmm. it's so amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to recall. I can picture myself getting lip smackers and trying to dig
yes.
out.
Yeah.
Does that count as finishing? Or do you think when you reach that plastic, like lip, mm-hmm. is that the end?
That to me is the end.
Okay.
I don't dig it out.
Okay.
But
that Dr. Pepper, though, was so good that you had to dig it out.
so
don't you
good.
Think?
Yeah.
The Dr. Pepper lip smackers?
I don't. I buy so many chapsticks. I love chapstick. I always have it on. That it is really hard for me to get to the end of a tube.
Uh-huh.
Because I have... And mm-hmm. and I have my car chapstick and I have my house chapstick and I have my purse chapstick or lip gloss or whatever.
Yeah.
So she's right. It is.
It's rare.
Rare. Before you usually lose it or wash it. Okay. This listener said when their car unlocks automatically and they don't have to get their keys out. So mm-hmm. my key fob does that.
Right.
When you walk up, it's a little bit of a magic feeling. Like you did it with your mind.
Uh-huh.
And she just loves that feeling of walking
just
up like the
walking
car and being
right
like, beep,
up
beep.
And opening. Ready to go. Mm-hmm. You feel like a Kardashian.
Yep.
You feel
and I am in a minivan, let me tell you what.
No, digging for your keys in your purse is like the worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to smaller and smaller purses over the years. Once I graduated from diaper bags because I'm like, this is a fool's game.
Yeah.
I've got groceries. I've got whatever in my hands. And I'm trying to find my keys.
I have found I keep bringing like a diaper bag to church because it has like entertainment stuff and snacks. And then the expectation is my children, it's that like Pavlov's dog where uh-huh. it's like they're like diaper bag snacks are in there, uh-huh. you know. And I'm trying to get them off the snacks at mm-hmm. church because 11 and 8 seems a little – extreme
old.
To not be able to eat for just 2 hours. But then also I sneak a fruit snack or two.
Well, they're there.
Because I actually love fruit snack. Okay, I'm weird. This is something weird about me. I don't know if it's a simple pleasure. I love gummy candy that's hard.
So you can gnaw on it for a while.
So I will put...
Let those watermelons sit out on the counter in the freezer for a while.
This is probably sacrilege to some people. I will crack open my red vines just a titch to get them hard.
Oh, I love a soft red vine.
I love like it.
But I like I like gnawing on it too, but yeah. The soft. Mm.
I love like a chewy, the Haribo frogs, the little teeny mini ones. Ugh. I love when they get really hard. Oh. And I just sit and it's very weird.
Well, it's like you have your own teething toy that tastes good.
There you go. There you go. So yeah, that for me, like fruit snacks, I would prefer that they're stale, I guess is the proper word for it.
So you like it when you find them in the bottom of your sick diaper bag.
No, but one of my kids had opened then never ate it and just slipped it back in the bag. Mm-hmm. And so they weren't like out amongst mm-hmm. the goldfish crumbs. Ew, I have some pride, but they were a little hard and not church. I'm like, these are hitting
perfect.
The spot.
Perfect. Okay, this is a specific one, and I haven't tried it. Actually, I probably have.
I was like,
have.
Giving you the side eye, like, come on.
Okay, they
you
said
love both of these things.
Eating ice cream while in a hot bath.
Mm-hmm.
It's the rush of hot and cold.
Well, you can stay in the tub longer because you're not getting overheated.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because you're cooling down.
But it's almost just like you're reaching the epitome of relaxation.
Yeah, and your senses are like
so relaxing.
Uh-huh.
So yummy.
Yes.
It's just like full body release.
Mm-hmm.
I can get on board.
Yes. For baths sure. are my favorite thing.
I love baths.
Yeah. I take baths all the time. Summertime mm-hmm. too. And I love a tub snack or a tub drink. I have a bath tray that I can put my laptop on. I will spend over an hour in the bath watching a show, eating mm-hmm. hard, stale licorice, sipping on ice. And I like to get a really cold ice water. Put it in
and
my
then
Stanley.
The hot, steamy
yeah,
bath.
Yes. I am on board with this. Ice cream sounds good too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I love a bath. When I was at this like birth class, you know, they were trying to teach us like meditation techniques and relaxation techniques mm-hmm. for when you're going through the hard parts of labor. And they're like, okay, everyone imagine like such a relaxing place. And the people were saying, like, the beach. And I'm like, the beach is sort of relaxing. There's a lot of sand involved. There's a lot of tote bags involved yeah. and sunscreen mm-hmm. and seagulls.
Sharks.
And so I do love the beach, but – a bath.
Yeah.
Everyone was saying like, yeah, the beach in a hammock, blah, yeah. blah, blah. And I was like, give me a bathtub.
Yeah.
Give me a bubble bath.
And silence.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the beach, this listener said her simple pleasure is wave jumping.
Wave jumping.
Salt water,
cute.
Sun, sand, feeling light, free and silly. And then she put hashtag young 57-year-old.
Cute.
Love that for her.
Wave jumping is fun.
It is fun.
And body still. Surfing until
have you ever
a rip current comes through.
And your feet are taken out from under you uh-huh. and you are slammed into the sand. But it sounds like she knows.
She's seasoned.
Yeah.
And she's seasoned. Like, I'm not going to let that happen to me.
Yeah. I guess.
Okay. Every night. Don't you feel this every night? Just getting in bed at night, the moment when you can finally breathe.
Oh.
Yeah. Especially if you have some nice crisp sheets.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a made bed for me.
Yeah. You've got to
really
have the crisp.
I really struggle. I have to get into a made bed most nights.
You have to get the crisp sheets.
Taut uh-huh. sheets. Good
but
military
it really
corner.
Does feel super nice. You feel like you're just gliding in mm-hmm. to your happy place.
It feels like the bed is like, wants you there.
It does.
It feels like
what
it's
else
giving
is it doing
you a
all
hug.
Day?
It feels like it's like, welcome home. Here I am. You know, like I'm here for you. Uh-huh. I'm here to catch you after a long, mm-hmm. long day.
And you got like a fluffy comforter.
Uh-huh.
Just like pull it all
yeah.
snug tight around by your chin.
And there's times, you know, you crawl in with your spouse and you're both just like, oh, our bed.
There's times, it's like every night. You know what I mean?
There's times.
Every friggin' night.
10:30 every night.
Seriously. It's so good.
Speaking of sleeping ones, this listener said they love the feeling of flipping their pillow. To the cold side. Same thing if you slide your hands under your pillow. Mm-hmm. I'm a stomach sleeper and it's cold. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with someone recently about this. They hate that feeling.
They hate
so
the cold
side. So what somebody's joy is someone's
yeah,
terror.
Right.
She hates when you – I love finding a cold spot with my feet. She's like, awful. I want warm sheets, you know. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I love
– I'm good with the flip side of the pillow, but I don't want to find the cold spot inside.
Ooh, I do.
I
should get one of those cooling mattresses, huh?
Probably.
If I like that so much.
Because I want to be, snugged and warm inside. But I feel like, you know, just the principles of heat, mm-hmm. all that heat comes up through the top of you, you know, escapes through your head. And so I think that's why it feels extra nice to have something cool against your face
yeah.
and against your head and then have the rest of you all snug and warm.
Spitting facts. You're always spitting facts.
Love it. So this listener said they got new PVC pipe drains.
Okay.
And she goes, and it's magical hearing the water drain. If you've had old or clogged or rusty pipes, mm-hmm. and you were kind of nervous about it, you never knew which way was going to go up,
right.
basically.
Right.
And now you hear that water just magically flow the direction it's supposed to, mm-hmm. when it's supposed to. Yeah,
you're going to feel wonderful sound.
That sigh of relief, especially yeah. when it was maybe a little bit nervous. Like pipe stuff is mm-hmm. nerve-wracking. If you're not sure where that water's going or when or how or if it's leaking out somewhere, it's a nightmare.
It seems like a simple pleasure, but when you haven't had something for mm-hmm. a while,
yes.
then it's like, oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. You really relish in it.
That's why I always tell my kids, you need to have a rising from the ashes.
Oh, that's why you're claiming that you keep your thermostat so low, right? Isn't that what you told them?
No. Well, their rooms get really cold because they're over the garage.
Yeah.
And we give them electric blankets and we give them, you know, the extra layers and stuff. And they're like, our rooms are cold. And I said, listen, I feel like I've given you guys a very good upbringing.
And a stable life.
A stable life.
Not perfect,
life.
But a stable life.
And so your rooms might be a little chilly sometime in the winter. And I said, we all, you know, need a rises from the ashes story. That's character building. And so these are your ashes
so
that you can
be
rise
cold
from.
In the morning. I've chosen it for you.
Which is because sometimes, yeah, you want to create the most comfortable situation for you and your family. And yeah, but we might be creating soft kids.
Might
if nothing is amiss
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
So we have to create this where at one point, if we redo our bathrooms and put some heated flooring in or something, mm-hmm. they can be like, oh my gosh, when I walk into the bathroom in the morning
it's
and
amazing.
Feel the heated tile, mm-hmm. it's the best thing in the world. And if they never had a slightly chillier room to begin with, they would never have that simple pleasure.
Right.
So you're welcome, gals.
Well, it doesn't take long though to adjust and then be like, find something else to complain about.
So, right.
Not just kids. I mean all of us. Mm-hmm. Okay. This listener said, get ready to get the little
okay.
Mufasa, you know, feeling. This listener said, pulling up a weed and all the roots come up.
Oh my gosh.
Such a good feeling.
And it's just like that drain pipe thing. Whereas if it's not fully draining,
yeah.
you know that there's some kind of issue.
Right. And
if you get
the top of the weed, you're like, that'll be back in 3 days.
Absolutely. So the relief is for not only what's happening now mm-hmm. and that pleasure's not happening just now, but it means the future pleasure.
Right. So
of not weeding, of not drain snaking.
Yes. I liken this to my simple pleasure of popping. And popping zits and mm-hmm. pulling teeth.
Pulling teeth is horrifying. You will never catch me in my children's mouth
I'm
wiggling
like
a tooth.
I'm begging my kids to let me pull their teeth. I will pull your kids'
like,
teeth.
Like, please don't show me your wiggly tooth. I believe you.
I
don't think
there
you're
must
lying.
Be something.
Let me know when it's out.
I was like, there's got to be a name for this, and I can't find it. It was saying, you know, I found a name for if you can't stop picking your own skin and stuff, mm-hmm. but no,
it's a mental
like,
disorder.
If like when we were first married, I'd be like checking my husband's back. I just wanted mm-hmm. to
pop a pimple,
pop something after a stressful day. I should have been a dermatologist.
My daughter was like, why weren't you a dermatologist?
Yeah.
And there's some kind of release with getting
yes.
a blackhead.
Yes.
Out.
Yes. And I actually enjoy watching Dr. Pimple Popper videos.
See, I almost just want to be hands-on.
You
want
to be the one doing it.
I don't really want to just observe.
But I popped.
It's a little gross.
I popped something about a week ago, and I thought about it the entire day after in this really euphoric way.
Like,
it's kind of sick.
That was great.
Maybe I should go back to school so I can actually start making money off of this illness. Mm-hmm. But I liken that pulling.
Dermatology feels like a long
it does,
schooling
and
road.
I'm a little old for that to start.
No, you know what? Thomas Edison, he did not invent the light bulb until he was like 67 or 57.
Her historical facts today.
It's either 57 or 67.
Just thought of a great episode.
Okay.
We should do a weird history episode.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That would be a fun one.
And have people submit
like fun historical facts that they kind of keep in their back pocket.
Right. Weird ones, fun ones. So you're telling me I am the next Thomas Edison is what you're saying.
Yeah. The Dr. Pimple Popper version of
yeah.
Thomas
there
Edison, whatever that is. So Thomas Edison, he was older when he like, and it was like a big, he was working on all his science stuff mm-hmm. and then his like shop burnt down. And so he had to start from scratch. And if it was like, 57 or 67 when he actually was like able to achieve.
Nice.
What his you know, his
That's
grand
great.
Thing. But let me also tell you this. Guess how old Martin Luther King was during his I Have a Dream speech?
Way young.
35.
Yeah.
So age is nothing but a number. When I hear that Dr. Martin Luther King thing, I think, wow, I suck.
Yeah. I was like, are you supposed to be making me feel better? But with
someone? I'm just trying to let everybody right. know
that you're just saying ages and doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You can achieve so many great things right. no matter what.
You're so right, Britt. Thank you for the inspirational message today.
You're welcome.
Okay. So yeah, anyway, I just love anything that has to do with that release feeling, mm-hmm. including, and somebody, this listener said, peeling sunburned skin.
Oh.
Love it. And my husband hates stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's like, stay disgusting. Away from me.
I feel like a lizard.
Ew, I feel gross. Like, don't, yeah. Why mm-hmm. would you want to do that? And I'm like, please let me. And my kids are like, ah! And I'm like, let me pull your teeth. Let me pop your zits. You know, like, and I'm like, nobody is at all being like, I volunteer as tribute. Like, I have no one in my family that's
it's like, come on over here.
Do. I had to pin my child down. And I was like, it'll only hurt for just a minute. You'll be really glad. The release of it all.
So this listener said, lotion on cracked hands, as long as it doesn't sting.
Yeah, but it hurts so good.
But also on like chapped second, lips.
I was going to say
you
that.
You know, I am a big like, yeah, Vaseline, uh-huh. Aquaphor on your lips kind of person. Mm-hmm. I get chapped lips easily. Mm-hmm. And it like drives me nuts if I do not have access. To some
that's
kind
all you
of
can
relief.
Think about.
Right. I'm like, where can I pull over? Whose purse can I
and
raid?
And that's how you don't finish chapsticks because you just run into 7-Eleven and buy
one. Get
one.
Random ones because yeah. like, I need this and I need this now.
But yes, the lotion on the chapped, uh-huh. you know, skin on the, mm-hmm. the chapstick on the lips. This listener said, warm laundry.
Ooh, it's, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I had to say it like that.
Warm laundry.
The smell, mm-hmm, the feeling. I'm like the opposite. So my kids are in the basement and it gets cold. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes their clothes will be in the dryer and I will hurry and nuke them mm-hmm, for like 15 minutes. And then I'm like, here's your clothes. And they're all like,
oh, I will do that for my kids
so good,
too.
I'm not out.
I'm not the stepmother on Cinderella
like,
with their kids
monster.
With her room drafty in the attic. It's just like a couple degrees cooler, folks. And I
makes a difference. So more 67 mm-hmm. to 70. Is a
big
difference.
And so I will for sure put my kids' clothes in the laundry. If they ask me or sometimes if they're really struggling to come out of bed, I'll be like, I will put your clothes in the laundry if you just get up.
Yeah.
And it works.
Mm-hmm. I asked my husband this because my husband and I was like, honey, he is like an OCD personality. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you have to have a million of these.
Yeah.
They just – there's because I noticed them and we couldn't think of a ton of his. But he did say, this is so rare. So rare.
Okay.
When you – have literally finished the only dirty clothes left in the house
are the ones you're wearing. Oh yeah.
And you can't do that with kids, but himself. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's the best feeling when I'm like, this is the only thing that's going in the hamper tonight. The hampers are empty. The laundry is empty. Or the dryer's empty. The mm-hmm. washer's empty. Oh my gosh. And so going along with that, my laundry one, since we were just talking about warm laundry, is when you have in all the socks matched in one load of laundry.
Oh, when has that happened? Never.
Maybe three times in my life. Three times in my life.
What the heck is even happening?
Yeah, it makes zero sense. Mm-hmm. But you start to attribute it to yourself. You're like, yeah. I have it together. I just matched all the socks. But like I said, probably three times in my whole life.
Right, right.
And like, I don't understand it.
That was like
it
a big chore
amazing.
In the house growing up is like, sit here.
You
can watch TV, but you have to match these.
Well, and partly it's because you, luck. Me, and mom shared socks for the most part. And so we would just throw them all into this bin. And mom's like, time to sit down and match some socks.
Mm-hmm.
But which I don't mind doing.
No, it's
but
fine.
Then
it's a relaxing chore.
It's just
chore.
Like infuriating on the opposite uh-huh. end when you have this one sock and you're like, where could it be?
Right.
Where could
every sock
it be?
In the house is accounted for.
I even at one point was like, I'm going to invent like magnetic socks that like mm-hmm. clip together. And then my husband's like, you'll just end up with a ball of socks. I'm like, well, maybe none of them will get lost. magnetizing together.
Herein is where lies the problem. It's not when you throw them into the hamper, because generally when you throw them into the hamper, they will be together.
Mm-hmm.
It is when someone pulls off their leggings. And one sock ends up balled in the pants, mm-hmm. and then they throw the other one in the hamper.
Right.
Or somehow the static electricity from the dryer
it's
has
stuck
attached
to the inside of a dress. Or
yes,
something.
And
yeah.
and you don't. It's a spring dress, and winter's coming.
That's
and,
so true.
And so then all of a sudden,
you've
spring
cracked.
Spring
you've
roll
cracked the case.
Spring rolls around, and you put on that dress, and a sock falls out, and you're like, "Well, son of a."
Yeah.
And
I already threw that other sock away because it had been
I was
4
like,
months.
It hadn't matched forever.
And I gave up.
And so now this one's by itself, and now I have to throw this one away,
and it will never find its match again. And how do you think that makes it feel? Okay, let's see.
This listener said. Undoing knots in necklace chains. Now, that is satisfying if you can accomplish
it. That's what I was going to say.
If you cannot.
The act of it.
Mm-mm. No. And I've actually given that job to my kids because they want to like hang out and watch TV. And I like have so much stuff on my plate. I'm like, can you please untangle these? Because this has been driving me nuts.
Well,
in
you
my
don't
closet.
Think about it until you go to wear that necklace.
And then you're like, great.
I don't have time for mm-hmm. this.
But my daughter, my middle daughter, she loves that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like she was homesick and I ordered this shoe organizer from Amazon. And I was like, here, can you kind of like just
put it together.
And she loved it.
Yeah.
She goes, do you have anything else?
Yeah. My husband's.
Sometimes it feels nice to just untangle, solve,
but that's
solve
all, but like you said, only if you can do it.
Right.
Otherwise, then it's like worse.
Right.
It's I'm not, like the itch you never could scratch.
Right. I'm not the type of person that just loves to sit down with some instructions.
Yeah.
And put something together step by step.
My husband's grandpa, he loves to untangle necklaces. So mm-hmm. he's done that for me. And then he loves to get zippers unstuck.
Oh.
Two very infuriating tasks for me because I don't do it very well. Okay, this listener said they find simple pleasure in getting to pick the movie.
Opposite.
I do too, because then I'm really worried about how everyone's enjoying it. And I'm like, this was my pick.
Right, this was my pick. And part of me wants to just turn on How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, but I know that that's not what my husband wants to watch.
Right, and so the whole time you're like, I know he doesn't really want to be doing this. He's just watching it because mm-hmm. I wanted to watch it.
But this person can sit comfortably in the fact that they are watching what they want to watch mm-hmm. and they can own it.
And I love that for them.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. It's actually probably more mentally healthy.
Yeah.
Because do you know how long I scroll through stupid Amazon Prime?
Me too.
And
try to find
Netflix
something we both like.
That we both are going to like.
Or my whole family can watch.
Right. And yeah, a lot of times it's me and Spencer. And when he turns on Transformers 5, he's not thinking of me. And it's fine. It's fine because I'm like, he just wanted to turn on something that he was curious about. He's like, I wonder what these Transformers movies are looking like these days. And they're not great.
The same.
They're not great.
The same as they always have.
Yeah, just own it. Like if you are curious about a movie, mm-hmm. turn it on.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there being like, what if I turned on Gilmore Girls? But I won't. Immediate I don't
exit.
Do it.
Right.
I don't do it. Because
so I love
and Spencer
this-
would lay in bed and watch an episode with me, whether yeah. he liked it or not.
Right.
He's not that mean.
Right.
I am too self-conscious too.
Right.
Select something like that.
So this is great. You're saying
you
that
have,
this,
she has
this
confidence.
Listener will do this. Speaking of movies, and this is the opposite of you, this listener said, Adam Sandler movies are her simple pleasure. They always make her smile. And Britt is not an Adam Sandler
well,
fan.
Well, here's only select.
Okay.
I don't like Waterboy. Where
Britt
he,
gets the ick. Waterboy is like the ick movie for Britt.
He needs to act, if he's in a movie acting like a relatively normal person, then I can like it. Happy Gilmore.
You hate when he uses this voice.
Yes. I'm like,
and when he's like, what are we doing today?
Right. If he acts like a normal man, I'm on board with Adam Sandler movies. But when it's like, oh, Veronica Vaughn, so hot, wonder touch.
So you don't like Billy Madison?
So no on the Billy Madison. Yes on Big Daddy. Yes on, what show was, Spencer and I were watching it.
Blended?
And
have you watched Blended with Drew Barrymore? That one's,
oh,
I actually think that one's really
the
funny.
The one, it was, oh, it's the one with Jennifer Aniston. It's, just go with it.
Oh, just go with it,
just
yeah.
go with it. He acts normal in that. And it's more like the other characters are being like way wacky.
Yeah.
And you just can, but they're side characters. So they're not yeah. happening. It's not, the wackiness isn't happening the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, Waterboy.
It's very particular.
Billy Madison. What are the other, what are some of the other ones? Where
Little
he's,
Nicky.
Yeah. Like where he's just off the wall and I can't get on
you
board.
Love Wedding Singer.
I'm kind of 50-50 on Adam Sandler.
Yeah. The jury's still out.
He was like the highest paid actor of 2024.
Really? Well, he's doing all sorts of stuff. He has his daughters in movies. He's producing all these
uh-huh.
things.
And he's like, doing like so much for like thing. Netflix.
Yeah.
And-
yeah. Okay. This listener said, when the last of the toilet paper or the paper towel comes off clean
oh.
off of that cardboard.
Again,
how many
times does
that
actually
happen?
To the cardboard and you're like, well, I could have used that little quarter inch.
Yeah. You feel wasteful throwing it away with
yeah.
like remnants.
So then you like scrape it off and you're like, well, then now what do I do with this?
Yes. This ripped up.
This shred.
Nothing. Yeah.
Okay, I like this one. And I feel like this is what I'm going to do when I'm an empty nester.
Okay.
This listener says she has to watch Jeopardy every night. Mm-hmm. She goes, I'm not old. I'm
yeah.
just a nerd. There is so I like trivia.
Britt loves trivia.
I like trivia. And the problem is I wish I was smarter, that I got more of the questions right. But I almost feel so hyped on myself when I do get it right.
Britt was the girl in class throwing her hand up when she knew the answer. That's that feeling.
Yeah, you're like, excuse me, I was not Hermione
what
Granger.
What is Harry Potter?
I'm not Hermione Granger. I'm not that every second.
Yeah.
But I just get really psyched on myself when I do know the answer to something that people consider very smart.
Yes, you get a dopamine rush from that.
Yeah, and sure. So I don't do it now because our evenings are way busy with school activities. So I feel like when I'm an empty nester, I will be jeopardy. What would you say? Like jeopardy-ing.
A jeopardite.
A jeopardite every night.
Yeah.
I really believe having
a ritual every night is actually really good for you. This listener said their simple pleasure is when they put the glasses away in the cupboard and they're all there lined up nice and equally. This is no easy feat.
No.
When you have more than two people living in
the house. Oh, yeah. I was like, I do not relate.
You get everything loaded and like out of nowhere.
A cup appears.
And you don't even remember a person being in the room. It is the most bizarre phenomenon. It's like the person that lives in the dryer that takes the socks also peeks into the cupboard and
puts cups out on the countertop.
Yeah, it's some weird thing.
Mm-hmm. I know. My daughter, so I'm going to start charging her $1 for every cup over one that I find in her room.
There have been so many parents of teens that have posted reels about like, I was missing all my forks. I was missing all this. And they go in and find all this food and plates.
Luckily,
and stuff.
It's just water glasses. Yeah. But it's kind of like Bo on the movie Signs.
Yes.
Because I'll go in there and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like there'll be six water containers between water bottles and cups. Mm-hmm. And she always chooses the glass ones, not the plastic ones. So then I'm like, this is going to get broken just sitting on the floor of your room. So I'm going to start charging her.
You should. My daughter
left. We got to nip this habit in the butt.
My daughter leaves things places a lot. I did the same thing. She's so much like me. It's like this funny thing when you have a kid that is so much like you.
Yeah.
You almost get more impatient. Like, in some ways, I understand her so much, and in some ways...
You can beat this. I did.
Well, I'm like, no. Like, you don't want them to inherit some of those
that
you aren't good at or whatever. So, like, I left coats everywhere. My mom got to the point where she was like, if you lose another coat, I won't buy you a coat. And you live in Utah. Best of luck. Like,
greatest snow on earth.
Right.
Have fun out there.
She left her Crocs at the dance studio, and I was teaching another day, and one of her little friends walks up and was like, ever left her Crocs here? So I told my daughter, I'm like, you can either... do jobs to get them back for me or give me a dollar. She's like, a dollar. I'm like, ooh, I should have made it three. Like, a dollar just doesn't carry weight anymore.
I should have capitalized on that better. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of money.
Okay.
One of the things, I never use cash, but if nothing feels better than having perfect change for something.
I hate counting it out.
When I do use cash.
Yeah. I mean, it is nice not to have to be like, have them count it out and give it back to you. And now you're like, okay, now I have three nickels. And what do I do with this?
Yeah. I love having that perfect change. And it's really not that much faster, but it feels faster to me to just be like, goodbye. And you don't even have to wait.
Goodbye.
You just put it in your hand. You're like, salute. And off I go. Perfect change. You're welcome. You know, whatever.
Yes.
This listener said she has a simple pleasure. Maybe it's a little bit of a guilty pleasure too. Watching people LARP at the park. LARP, if you don't know what that means, is live action role play. She said, these people are so carefree. And so intense and into what they and you know you do. She's like, I commend that. Maybe she's envious of the
fact
that it's
kind of like the choosing the movie thing.
Yeah.
I'm envious that person's like, this is the movie we're watching, everybody,
and I'm happy with
and
it.
And I'm enjoying myself.
Buckle up.
This is my Renaissance gown, and I'm wearing it in public,
and I'm literally in character.
Yeah,
and I don't care what anybody thinks of me. Uh-huh. So she finds that very pleasurable.
I wish
to just watch people be completely uninhibited.
Free. Yes. Yes. Well, I had to DJ a steak youth dance over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. We should catch up on that when I have more time.
And there's a wide range of these teens. Mm-hmm. And my daughter's the one that was like, I'm only getting out of the dance floor for things like the cha-cha slide. You know what I mean?
Yes, like where it's a group dance.
It's a group dance. Basically, everyone in the room is doing it. They all know it. It's a pastime. Because there were people out there that were just like freestyling it. Like without their friends.
Love it.
Do you know what I mean? They're just like out there. Like, it's not like they were in a group.
We had boys at our school that had glow sticks and they would just go up right up to the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
They were raving.
They were loving it.
Yeah.
And yeah, these people, it's not like they were like in a group of friends joking around doing like the lawnmower. They were on their own.
Yeah.
Freestyling. They came in their Sunday best. Mm-hmm. That was not even required. And I'm like, you know what? That kind of confidence and that kind of free spiritedness and that kind of lack of lack of what people think.
Mm-hmm.
Is really great.
Yeah.
And so many of us get secondhand embarrassment by watching that kind of stuff. We shouldn't, because they're not embarrassed.
Yeah.
We should just let people live.
And are we really embarrassed for them, or are we kind of envious wishing we could just be that?
Like probably that, both.
You know?
This person has a long list, a laundry list, if you will, of things that she enjoys. making an efficient errand schedule.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you're like, okay, 10:05, UPS, mm-hmm. Amazon return.
Yes.
Then hop over to Smith's, grab
groceries. If you're not winding all over. If it just happens to be
right in the row.
Right.
Traffic's flowing. Mm-hmm. You're flowing.
You're hitting green lights.
Your podcast is flowing.
Yeah.
Yes. She's like, it's best when all the stops are in a perfect loop. Then she loves making a to-do list and then adding things to the list that she's already done to check them off. I do that too.
I do a to-done list. That's what I call it. Uh-huh. It's like I'm done with it, but it feels so good to add it and check it off right at the same time.
Crossing off is like a dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. For real. Like that's science, folks. Mm-hmm. Peeling people's skin off from a sunburn.
You and me both, girl.
Karate chopping all the pillows.
Oh.
Yeah.
If only it lasted.
Uh-huh. My husband is like, what is this?
Yeah.
He'll do it.
Speaking of chopping, this listener said she loves cutting up fruit.
Okay.
If it's ever like a task to be given at a family
thing. Oh, yeah, like a barbecue. Okay, yeah, if you could cut up the watermelon.
Yeah, she's like, give it to me. Mm-hmm. She loves cutting
Because she's probably up the fruit. Good at it.
Yeah.
Because I would not say that cutting up watermelon is a skill set of mine.
I've gotten pretty good at it.
It kind of stresses me out. Like, I'm not doing it well. You know, so if it's just for my family, fine. But if someone's like, okay, if someone could toss the salad and someone could cut up the watermelon, I'm not going watermelon because I can feel eyes on me.
Right.
Doing it wrong.
They're like, do they want triangles? Do they want cubes? Do they want spears?
Rinds on, so it's like a pizza slice.
Right. And everyone has their preference. But you just be like the girl who chooses her own movies.
And dances at the steak dance.
That you like the watermelon, Brit, because if you've been asked and tasked with it.
Then I do what I want. I do it however I want.
Yeah, you choose.
And so, this one I can't relate to. I feel like I could figure it out, but I would just be gagging myself in the process. They like to get tonsil stones out of their tonsils with the little pressure and pointy end of a flosser stick. I would just
it's that release thing though.
Right. It's
that,
the popping mm-hmm. the pimples. I just feel like logistically. Yeah. I'd be like,
well, you don't have tonsils.
You're right.
So you don't understand.
I don't know where they, I haven't seen them since I was 8.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I feel like I'd be reaching to the back of my
I have had a tonsil stone and like, it's just, you swallow it, you feel it.
You
don't swallow it. When you swallow, you feel it.
I'm like.
Just that, again, that release, feeling of like that itch you want to scratch, that mm-hmm. release of getting it out. All right. This listener said, all moms will appreciate this. So many simple pleasures while you have little kids that you just took mm-hmm. for granted, right? Showering in peace and getting ready right after.
Oh, my gosh.
With like no breaks, no interruptions. Uh-huh. It's a rare combo.
Oh, my gosh. If you're not a mom or maybe you're a man mm-hmm. or someone in your early 20s doesn't have kids, the getting ready process doesn't seem like it should be an all-day thing.
Right.
But what you do is you put on your workout clothes and you hope to work out.
Right.
An hour passes.
Because
you've gotten the kids to school. Mm-hmm. You've had to do the things. And then while you're getting the kids to school, you're like, well, I'm already down here, so I'm going to go run a couple errands. Groceries. So you're in your workout clothes for a good 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Then maybe mid-morning, you're like, wow, I could probably do a little quick workout. So then mid-morning happens. You do your workout and you're all sweaty. But at that point, it's early out day.
Yeah.
So you have to go get the kids and you're sweaty and you're in your workout clothes still. So then the kids are home and you're like, well, let's get some snacks and let's do this. And you're like, I'm going to hop in the shower. Are you guys good on with some Bluey? Get in the shower and then it's time to regular pickup for the one that doesn't have short day. So then
this is oddly specific.
And then so you run to the school and you luckily have changed out of your robe, but you have wet hair. And then so you just threw on some sweats.
And then you're like at this point in the day.
It's 3 p.m.
Do I even finish? Yeah,
I've got wet hair, no makeup on. I'm in my sweats, but I did shower, which is great.
In 3 hours, I'm going to want to change in my pajamas anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
then you're like, well, I'm messy bun, mm-hmm. little mascara, little bronzer. And you're like, well, now I have to teach a dance class. Mm-hmm. This is not everybody's story. But the first part probably
is. We know
whose
story this is.
And
she's impassioned.
And then you're like, well, great, because now there's like a school activity thing. And I'm showing up, wet bun, in athleisure.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, I've actually been getting ready for 4 hours.
The entire day.
Yeah. So that's a rarity. Mm-hmm. A couple other mom ones she listed were sleeping through the night.
Oh,
when you have little babies. And you finally sleep through the night. Like, you could just cry. You could just cry. You do cry. And
you should. Let it out.
And eating your food eating your food the temperature it was intended, being on time, being on top of your laundry, and sleeping in. Those are all ones she was saying mm-hmm. that are kind of mom-related that maybe prior to
you never relished in
and you didn't even think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Allison, do you like when you can finish cereal and milk in the same bite?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, Britt, and this is not planned. I have on my simple pleasures list, similarly, having the correct chip to dip ratio and never have it.
Because not having to refill.
It's a vicious cycle.
It is.
You have the dip, you have the chips, you do.
And you tell me that I take too much dip. And
listen, I told you that one time, and I feel like no, it's not.
You don't actively tell me that.
No,
but I'm just saying I am part of the problem.
And so then you end up being like, "Well, I just need a few more chips." Mm-hmm. You get the chips, then you run out of dip, and it's a vicious cycle. So that's that's similar to that. Mm-hmm. I do love that, but I don't think that's enough milk for me.
You want more.
End on having no milk, no cereal.
Like you want a little extra to like drink up.
I don't even need to drink it, but if I'm trying to make that ratio so that that last bite is cereal and most like almost all the milk, then I have eaten dry cereal is my opinion.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. The whole time.
Oh, so like important for me, that's like actually one of my spiritual gifts is, is being capable of that. Like all my life, I have been able to really ration the cereal and the milk so that I can end on that bite.
It's your frugality. Don't want to add like you don't want leftover
milk. It might
milk.
Be.
And so when there's a will, there's a way. Because this listener, this is kind of going right along with it. Don't you love that? That's a simple pleasure of mine as a podcaster.
When things just flow.
And a lot
and
of times,
like, oh, well, speaking of that.
I really swear to you guys, we do not practice.
We don't.
This is off the cuff.
We don't collaborate unless it's a story that someone has told us both in person. They're like, oh my gosh, listen to this.
Right.
Then we kind of are like, oh yeah, I've heard this.
Right. So this listener said when they're making cookies and they use all the cookie dough in the last batch with no weird amounts left over.
Oh yeah.
But in my house, we all eat the cookie dough too much. So I end up baking three. At the end, just to bake off the rest of the dough.
Yeah. I just don't even bake off the rest of the dough. I put it in a Tupperware at the back of the fridge.
Mm-hmm. And everyone just salmonellas all week.
I tell no one except for my husband so that he and I are the only ones that get to enjoy the little bits of cookie dough that are left over.
So it's not a see-through container or it's just the very
back. I just put it where the kids only notice what's right in front of them. You know what I mean?
You think? Or maybe sometimes or not even that.
So I'm like, it's fine back here.
Right.
This one I actually really like too. This listener said the smell of freshly cut grass. It really is nice.
Yeah.
I wonder what it is. And even I will add the smell of lawnmower gas.
I love the smell of gas. I love the smell of boating gas.
I think it's those memories of carefree summer days.
Yep.
Boating, playing out in the yard.
On the cut grass.
On the cut
your feet
grass.
All green.
So I'm like, I get that. I feel when you mix the lawnmower gas with the cut grass, you're like, something about it. And I think it's like summer days.
Yeah. This listener said vacuum lines, like the vacuum lines, love those. Those are hard though because they don't last. I had a friend who said her mom would make them vacuum every day and they were convinced it was only because she liked the lines. So to prove a point, they just like rolled the vacuum to like make lines somehow. And then her mom came in and was like, see, doesn't it just look so much cleaner in here? And they were like, ha ha, you know?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It doesn't. It's not cleaner. Lines. You just want these lines.
It's the idea. It's the idea that it's just been freshly cleaned.
Right.
You know? So she just needed that.
Yeah.
Okay. And the summer days thing, this listener said, getting into a hot car after swimming in the summer. That really is nice because you're a little chilled. You've been spending – your lips
you're
get
damp.
A little blue. You're damp. And then that warm car just envelops you and you feel like you want to go right to sleep.
Might I say – for some reason, this is the same feeling I get when I get into the warm car after church.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
Yes.
Our church is cold?
I don't, yes.
I think the
men.
Churches
are cold.
The men handle the thermostat in our church.
And they wear the suits?
Yeah. And so I think women are chilly in church a lot.
Yes.
And then, so for some reason, after church, when I get into a hot car, I'm always like,
oh, me too. And I, as a kid, I would like want to just sit in it.
Yeah.
Instead of going into the house.
I'd
be like,
a lot.
I'm going to stay out here for a minute.
I do. I send the kids in and I'm like, I need a minute. Oh, this listener said, being the first to open the peanut butter and take that first scoop off the smooth top.
Yeah, smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy.
There you go.
This listener wrote in and she said, this is something amazing that happened to her friend.
Okay.
So she's having secondhand simple pleasures from this.
Love when you're happy for somebody.
So they were moving into a new house. They built a house, fresh new. And so they decided to just take everything that they had had in their previous house, whether it was Tupperware containers, utensils, old towels, crock pots, couches. They got rid of everything.
Wow.
They gave it to their adult kids. They
maybe sold some.
Savers, sold it on Facebook Marketplace, everything. So that when they moved into her house, like everything
was spanking new.
Brand
That's
new.
That's gotta feel great.
Oh my gosh. It would feel like you're like moving into a model home or something. So getting settled, she's already got everything brand spanking new, and she decides to do a huge Walmart grocery order. Probably
She probably brought no food over.
Right.
Like, let's just start the spice cabinet over everything.
Fresh. Awesome. And so the order was like
so like such yes. a good feeling.
So the order was like, she said it added up to be $560.
Right.
And so she saw the pending order on her bank account. Then she picked up her order at Walmart. And then she said the crazy thing is when she checked her bank account, the $560 charge wasn't there.
Wow.
She called the bank.
I feel like it's
said,
usually like there twice. Fun.
Right. Cool. I got to deal with some yeah. fraud. and said the hold was taken off. It's not, it shouldn't be considered pending. So then she calls Walmart to say, okay, I'd like to pay for my order. I don't know, something happened. And they tell her they can't charge her card. Have a wonderful day. What? She almost got $600 worth of groceries and house goods.
There's the honesty side of things.
Free.
That's got to feel amazing.
Oh my gosh. So she's walking into this model home. Everything, fresh dish towels. Right. I'm just thinking of like fresh towels never
Did
been
she get
used.
Fresh socks.
I don't know about the clothing, but everything houseware.
Yeah.
You know, a rug that's never been stepped on. And then she restocks her pantry.
Right.
Fully loaded.
Right. I'm really happy for her. For a little jealous, but a little.
Oh my gosh, I wish this would
happen.
You
know what?
To me.
She did the honest thing. She did the right thing. So I can't be mad at her.
Right.
Like, I can't be jealous.
Honesty is the best policy.
Right. Because I feel like a lot of times I try to be honest like that and it doesn't matter.
And they're like,
oh yeah, let me charge you.
They're like, and actually your total ended up being $745.
Yeah. We had that wrong, ma'am. So if you could please bring in another form of payment, that would be wonderful. But it's okay. I'm happy for
her. It's okay. I'm not. I am jealous.
Yes.
But I'm not spiteful.
But I'm yes. Spiteful is a good word. I'm happy for her.
I'm happy for her. Love it. Love you.
Yes.
Wonderful.
You guys, thank you so much for your submissions on all these simple little
pleasures. I hope it gave you guys like the warm fuzzies. Mm-hmm. I hope it made you guys excited for these little things that happen throughout your day.
And that hopefully as you go throughout this week, you can pick out those little things and find little moments and little pockets of
joy.
Happiness and joy.
All right, Gabbers, have a great week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Let's gab.
I'm going to move this so your boobs don't bump it.
We feel good.
We feel so good.
Just us,
too
us,
much,
us,
too
us.
Much.
So I don't want to, you know, pull focus. Like I said, I'm real
She's already done that a lot.
That right now. So I'm like getting a rash probably releasing things.
Oh my gosh. That's we're mocking.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're what?
We're mocking.
Mocking. Well, it's like, strap down.
Smooth like a fresh jar of Giffy.